Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen in Old Town. Rob, good to have you on the show again. You okay?
Yeah, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I'd like to talk about AI today. Very much in the news at the moment, and I think more and more people are using it. Do you use it personally?
I use it guardedly, because I think whilst it's got a lot of positives, there's still a long way for it to go in other areas.
Mm-hmm. Is that personal, or is it seeping into your business now?
Both.
That's the right word, seeping.
Both, I think, is the answer to that.
Yeah. So is it the future? That's the big question. Is it the future?
I personally think it is, but I'm not necessarily sure that we know what it looks like in the future.
Yeah. I mean, there's clear benefits to it, isn't there? I've had some experience of it where it can manipulate, if that's the right word, ideas that you just scribble down and put it into a plan. Unbelievable. I mean, the work that does save in terms of editing is quite phenomenal. And you hear in the media that the health service is definitely benefiting from it in terms of analysing scans and things like that. So it is good. I mean, obviously, as you say, when you put something into one of the programs, what you get back isn't 100% correct for obvious reasons. We all know why, and I'm not equipped to kind of comment on that for sure, and didn't really want to talk about how it's being built, but there is a health warning on it. But how will it be controlled looking at your business? How can you ensure that you don't go off the rails with it, really?
I think that's where the human interaction comes in. I think, if you take most accountants, they will say 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, they used to get the man down the pub question. Someone comes in to see them and says, oh, I was talking to my mate down the pub and they said this, this and this, and can I do it? We're now getting the AI question. I put it into ChatGPT. This has come up. What do you think? And our role as advisors is two things. Three things. One is to proactively talk to people. Secondly is to answer people's questions. But thirdly, and almost most importantly, is to work out the question that someone doesn't even know they've got.
Yeah.
Ask that question on their behalf and answer it. And what we're seeing with AI is people are putting a question in, getting an answer and thinking, oh, that's great, isn't it? And you look at it and you go, well, A, it's wrong, and B, it's not even the question that you should be asking in the first place. So I think human interaction and human common sense check has to play an important part in actually how is this going to be used when you're using it in that manner.
Yeah, now that makes sense. The other side of the equation then, not really talking about your business now, but just talking generally, I can't see that there is a way that there won't be job losses. I just cannot see that. It's just obvious now that we know what it can do, that there will be efficiencies. And I think that's the critical thing, isn't it, in terms of managing the economy, but also the social side of things. People are not going to queue up in a post office anymore to go and get their family allowance or whatever. Those days have gone. There's good and bad to it, because obviously, we're hearing a lot now about isolation and people not getting the best from working from home, et cetera, because you're losing that interaction. For some older folk, their only interaction was going to the shop. So there is a massive social issue around that, I think. Thoughts on that?
I agree with you, but I guess if I think back, I mean, I've been here coming up for 35 years now. The world's changed in that 35 years. The way we do stuff has changed. The way that we shop has changed. The way that you go out to, I went to a restaurant last week and it was all order on your phone, get it all paid for on your phone, and then someone brings it to the table. And I think this is just an extension of the change that we've seen in the past. And what it does is it refocuses what people will be doing in the future. My youngest two children, one's doing A-levels, one's just finished GCSEs, and we talk about what jobs they're going to get in the future, and the comment I make to them is probably the jobs you're going to end up doing haven't even been invented yet.
Yeah.
So therefore, what you need to learn is transferable skills to help you position yourself as and when those jobs start to evolve going forward.
100%. 100%. And I think the message that I really want to get out there is that you don't forget the importance of relationships. Absolutely. Let's just use that example that you've said there in a restaurant, which, yeah, really, really prevalent. I honestly do not understand the premise behind that, apart from getting volume through. The best experiences I've ever had in a restaurant is when the waiting staff have come up, they've suggested, they've asked what I like, and they've sold to me a particular dish, not the most expensive, but what I wanted. And then, of course, I've had a fantastic experience and they've got a big tip.
Yeah.
Why would you want to take that away? You know, that's the whole experience for me.
But there's so many sectors. I mean, the one that always annoys me is if I go into the supermarket and you're queuing up and they say, oh, you can go and use the self-service. Well, I might use that for one or two items. But actually, to do a whole shop, no, thank you. I'd rather talk to someone. If that actually means I pay a bit more, well, so be it. And one of the managers came over and said, oh, you can use the self-service. And I said, well, I'd rather not. And they said, you know, well, that's the way it's going to go. I said, well, that's fine. I end up going to a different supermarket because actually those people behind the tills actually provide a social service for people like you're talking about. Sometimes that's any people talk to.
Indeed. And of course, the businesses are forcing it. I mean, the company I bank with, if you go into one of the branches that are still open, and there's not many that are still open, of course, we do need branches for certain things, then they encourage you to use your app. They actually encourage it. And so they are at it's turkeys for Christmas, isn't it? You know, they're driving it down a certain way. And yeah, I mean, the best experiences I've ever had with it, you know, being with financial mortgages and things like that, is when I've had some interaction with someone that understood what I was after. Very difficult just to self-select, I find.
But it goes further than that, doesn't it? Because we're creating a next generation coming through that almost lose that ability to properly communicate.
Well, exactly. That's very much my fear. And I think that's the point of the discussion today almost. You know, my mother said to me years and years ago, and it's such a truism, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that is very much how you get things done, how you achieve things, how you learn, how you grow. It was anyway. Maybe in the future it's just going to be putting stuff into ChatGPT, but I hope not.
I think it's sad. I mean, my fourth child, very clever, very good academic results. It's going to go on and do very, very well from that point of view. But actually, the best thing that's ever happened to him is he works at our local pub, serving at the tables, and the communication skills that's taught him, the people skills that's taught him, so important compared to just the academic stuff that he learns at school.
Very much so. Absolutely. On that note, I'll say thank you very much, Rob. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.